Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1491, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another Friday show where I answer your questions. On all the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, but always with permission from the authors, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, if you want to know more about me and my background and my credentials and why I call myself Dr. Neil, check out the first Q&A episode of the month. That was back on September 3rd. Now, if you want to send me a question, I'll let you know how you can do that at the end of the show. But for now, I'm going to save you from all of that background information and jump right into today's audio question so we can start optimizing your life.
Good morning, Dr. Neil. My name is Angela, and I've been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. And over the years, I've had doctors tell me to try eliminating gluten and dairy. And then I've had other doctors tell me that that won't do any good. Do you have any advice? And what are your thoughts on whether or not gluten and dairy will activate or worsen autoimmune disease?
Thank you so much for taking the time to send in your audio question, Angela. I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis. I'm sure this has been a challenging time, and it certainly doesn't help when no one seems to have the answers you're looking for. It's true that gluten and dairy are often thought of as common offenders for triggering an immune response, so I appreciate you asking the question. Let's get to the heart of this by looking at what the science says. Let's start with gluten. In foods, gluten acts like the glue that holds breads and pastas together. And gluten is actually made up of two proteins, gliadin and glutenin. The link between gluten and the immune system goes something like this. In certain individuals, their body's defense system, meaning their immune system, gets hyperactive when it's exposed to the gliadin protein found in gluten. Now, a common myth is that all carbohydrate sources have gluten in them, but that's incorrect. Gluten can definitely be found in some carbohydrate sources, but in other foods as well. Now, for those that must go gluten-free, like those with celiac disease, for example, it's generally recommended that they avoid wheat, rye, malt, and barley, because these contain gluten. Now, other products made from wheat, like semolina, should also be avoided. But consuming oats, for example, may be okay, provided these oats are processed in a gluten-free facility. But again, gluten can be found in other foods too, like sauces, gravies, French fries, snack foods, desserts, and yes, even beer. Beer is made from grains, right? Gluten may also be found as a filler in certain medications and supplements. Now, when it comes to dairy, The same type of process happens. In certain individuals, not everyone, their body's immune systems overreact to some of the proteins found in dairy. Now, this is different than lactose intolerance. That's a whole separate issue. Now, it is a little easier to identify those foods that contain dairy-based proteins, like casein and whey. Those proteins, like gluten, are often used as fillers and added to all sorts of processed foods and supplements. Now, all of this to say that in some people, exposure to the proteins found in gluten and dairy can lead to an actual allergic reaction. This allergic reaction could manifest as hives, eczema, asthma, or even something as serious as anaphylactic shock. Anaphylactic shock, also known as anaphylaxis, is when a person's body basically shuts down in response to exposure to an allergen. Now, this is different from an intolerance to gluten or an intolerance to dairy. Intolerances may lead to some minor gastrointestinal symptoms like gas, bloating, possibly diarrhea, but very rarely does it result in an allergic response like anaphylaxis. So what about those then with autoimmune disease? With autoimmune disease, the body's immune system already tends to be hyperactive. It's sort of already sensitive to things. At times, it's like the immune system has a mind of its own and starts acting hyperactive for seemingly no reason at all. When the immune system starts acting hyperactive in those with autoimmune disease, it's often called a flare-up. Depending on the type of autoimmune condition we're talking about, these flare-ups can cause inflammation throughout the body, pain, internal bleeding, and even permanent organ damage. Now, sometimes we know there are certain things that can trigger a flare-up. It could be certain foods. It could also be stress and anxiety. But gluten and dairy themselves may not be the culprits. Instead, here's the most important thing. What triggers a flare-up really depends on the individual and what their specific immune system is sensitive to. There are many with autoimmune diseases that can regularly enjoy products that contain gluten or dairy and feel perfectly fine. So the trick is to discover what triggers each person's immune system to overreact. Angela, this may be why you were receiving conflicting information. But luckily, we can find out whether gluten and dairy are problematic for you specifically. There's a systematic way to go about this. The trick is to carefully remove products that contain gluten and dairy from your diet. Now don't worry, this is temporary. Then, after some time, you will very deliberately add them back into your diet. Throughout this process, careful records need to be taken in order to track your symptoms so we can determine which foods are triggering a potential immune response. Now, I don't want to go into more detail about the process here. That's because individuals should not go through this process on their own. My recommendation would be to have a conversation with the healthcare provider that's treating your autoimmune condition and ask them specifically about something called an elimination diet. Ask them if they've ever guided patients through this process of an elimination diet to help identify foods that trigger an autoimmune flare-up. If they have not had experience with this, ask them if they can refer you to someone that does. If you reach a dead end, you could consult with an allergist or a registered dietitian nutritionist that specializes in helping those with allergies, as they've likely helped others through this elimination diet process. I truly hope this helps, Angela, and I'm sending you healing thoughts. And again, thank you for taking the time to send in your question. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. And now, if you want to send your question in, you can email them to health@oldpodcast.com. That's health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice played on the show just like Angela's, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Lastly, you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61 I love OHD. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.